This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
For me, I look at it this way. Tomorrow we come out, Hunter Brown on the mound. We win the game. That's three series wins in a row. That's what we want to try to do.
Man, Joe Espada could take any situation and turn it into an optimistic situation.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a boring situation.
No. Okay. He could. He was very monotone there, but his team just lost 14-1. I give him a pass on that.
To be clear, I like my baseball managers to be boring. Don't get too high with the highs. Don't get too low with the lows. Even keeled, my friend.
Yep. So Hunter Brown on the mound tonight. Trying to win the series here. They lost 14-1, the Astros did, but guess what? Cliche alert. It only counts as one loss in the standings.
Oh, that's a good point,
Your
Sean.
Run differential took a hit yesterday, but guess what doesn't matter ultimately? Run differential.
It's not like soccer or something where you have to factor in. We're not in pool play in a tournament or something where you're keeping the combined score versus the other team. Nope. Right. It's just the W's and the L's. That's all that matters.
It's a game. That's all it is. Now, okay, Joe Espada is optimistic here. I like that. But the baseball gods can all go to hell. Josh Hader, 15-day IL yesterday. And they are not sure, Seth, yet, of the actual severity of the injury. But I'm sure once they get the MRI and they're able to have their best people take a look at it, whatever it is they come back with will be unflinchingly accurate and spot on. And whatever the estimate is for how long he's going to be gone, they will be within 5 minutes either way of bringing him back at that estimated time.
If you want to hear the severity of my cope right now with Josh Hader, this in the course of about 7 seconds, it was an emotional roller coaster as I see Josh Hader, IL, 15-day IL. Right. And I'm like, okay, so this is on August 12th, 15-day IL. I'm like, oh, 15-day, why not 10-day?
Right.
But then I see retroactive. And I'm like, oh, retroactive. Yesterday. Oh, the August 11th.
August 11th, yeah. Well, hey, man, every day counts.
It was a three-act play, man, in one little blurb.
Every day counts, man. So no Josh Hader. I'm assuming Brian Abreu now steps in as your closer, which is a – I'll say it's a suitable replacement for Hader. I don't have as much confidence in Abreu as I do Hader, but I think I have confidence in Abreu. It creates an eighth inning situation. Like there is a ripple effect with all this here.
It gave us an opportunity to bring Sean Dubin back up, and
that went well. So the Astros have a bullpen problem. Josh Hader, 15-day IL. If you missed that yesterday, now Seth, reaction to these other bits of injury news. Yeah, you ready?
Okay.
Luis Garcia is going to start in Sugarland tomorrow.
I feel good about that.
I do too. He looked really good in his last rehab outing. Four shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. His new little alligator arm pitching motion is getting guys out right now. So that's good.
And they've tried. Nobody's tried to mess with anybody, any other pitcher more than between the rules change a couple years ago where he couldn't do the Rocky Baby and now him just changing his pitching motion a little bit. Of all people, Luis Garcia, he's the even-keeled player that can handle all of these
changes. You've seen the video of his new pitching motion. Yeah. It looks like a different person. It's so different.
I like to think of it as it's like a quarterback having a more compact and efficient motion.
That's kind of what it is. As long as it gets guys out, I don't care. I mean, he could throw left-handed for all I care. If it gets guys out, I don't give a crap.
Mm-hmm.
Lance McCullers, remember him? He is going to start on Friday in Sugar Land. Do you think?
Do you think? Why do you lie to me like this?
I'm just reading what the Astros sent to us yesterday. They blame the Astros. Does Lance factor in at all to you to what this thing looks like in September right now? If he's starting in Sugarland Friday, he's factoring in for them right now.
Technically, yes. Okay. But man, it's just been. How much can you ask of a man? Okay, how many times am I going to try to dial up the excitement for Lance McCullers over and over and over again? And yet, just between the setbacks in rehab for the original injury, and then now these myriad issues that he's had since he's come back, I just don't know. So I don't emotionally, I'm not factoring him in right now.
Well, here's the thing: is that when he went down to the minor leagues with that, or we went on the IL with that blister a couple of weeks ago. I think there were a lot of people looking at that going, okay, well, this feels like an excuse to pull struggling Lance McCullers out of the mix and maybe just disappears for the rest of the year and comes back to fight another day. Now that the expiration date has hit on all these minor leaguers that were, let's face it, like if we were counting on Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter and Ryan Gusto, and I know Gusto was with the team to start the season, but those three guys were giving the Astros some very unexpectedly decent pitching along the way.
Yeah.
Gusto's gone. They traded him. Brandon Walters on the IL, and Colton Gordon got sent down to Sugarland, got called back up, and now is a reliever who gave up a bunch of runs last night. The fact of the matter is, Lance McCullers, when he's ready to go again, might still be one of your six best options in a starting rotation. Whereas there was some question about that before, you know?
He also, I mean, he gives you more options in piggyback scenarios. They've got a lot of guys here that are super comfortable and have played in those types of situations. Mm-hmm. We know that Lance will go to the grave never even giving it a thought that he is a reliever of any sort. But can he be an opener, perhaps? The problem with Lance as an opener is that when he struggles, it tends to be in the first inning, and then he reels it back in. And he's got six innings to make up for his struggling first or second inning. So I don't. Using him as an opener might be the worst possible thing you could do with him.
Is there a way he can be an opener where he doesn't actually have to open the game, Lance?
He has to pitch a simulated game in the bullpen.
Off to the side, yeah. That would
then come in knowing that he's going to go two innings max.
Right. We need three guys to go down to the bullpen and pretend to be hitters. They need to put on jerseys from the other team and pretend to be hitting against him. So psychologically, that's a good idea, Seth. I like the cut of your jib. Couple other bits of news. Yordan Alvarez. I don't even know why I read this stuff. Yordan Alvarez took live at-bats in Florida on Wednesday and is a step closer to hitting in games. Hitting in games. Whereas before I thought when Yordan was ready to go, they would just plunk him back down at cleanup with the Astros. He might get a rehab game or two now, I would imagine, just as long as he's been out for, you know?
I think it feels kind of like we've been saying with Christian Harris. Okay, whenever you have a mysterious injury that just doesn't seem to be healing properly on our normal timetable, you just hit the reset button and say, we're going back and we're going to build from the ground up. Like you're almost like you're a little league player.
Yeah.
And with baseball, it does work out that way because you hear, oh, he's hitting from a tee. Ooh, he's actually hitting from his coach.
Oh, yeah.
They'll bring the tee back out if he strikes out. He's been following very much a little league to high school to single A ball to major leagues type of progression.
If they start doing anything that 7-year-olds do, that's a good sign that they're moving. Playing catch, hitting off a tee. Running. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, look at that. He's running around the bases.
Oh, that brings me to Jake Meyers. He's been running.
He's doing it in the right direction.
He's been running in Florida. Yeah, he's getting
Did
closer.
Did you see the clip of Meyers running with the resistance cord?
No,
He looked pretty good.
Did he?
Thought he looked good running.
Okay.
They do it instead of the bands now. They have these. This is what happened to me once, Sean. I was doing some exercise with the resistance bands, and the trainer... So the trainer had these resistance bands, and I was, you know, like 15 yards out from him doing some kind of agility thing.
Yeah.
And the cord snapped and came up.
Did it whip you?
And it was like I was a disobedient sailor being flogged on the deck of the.
Yeah, dude.
HMS, the HMS idiocy, and it sucks.
Oh,
so
man.
Now they have this, they have like a box that has a cord in it that that provides resistance as the cord goes out.
Okay.
And you know, you're not in danger or at risk of getting flogged.
Dude, yeah. did it leave a mark?
Yeah, it sucked. I almost beat the crap out of Joe Sheehan, the trainer. He's up with the Browns these days. Poor Joe. I've never seen fear in a man's eyes like that.
Oh,
I turned
dude.
Around and I blamed him.
I thought he
lost his grip on the handle or something. I took like three angry steps towards him and then caught myself.
He had to be terrified. Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, text message. You can text in 713-572-4610. How concerned are you about the Astros? Our friend Middle Screen is awake. He says, I'm less concerned right now about the Astros. They're about to go on a stretch of below-average teams like the Mariners have been playing. They got them on their roll. Yeah, Middle Screen went on to point out, the Mariners have been playing the White Sox and the Rays lately. That's all well and good. The Astros were playing the A's at home 2 weeks ago and got swept by them. So, you got to take advantage of your opportunities, you know. They got swept at home and got outscored 32-7 by the A's. Wherever the Astros are right now, they deserve to be. You know, like there's
right. Yeah, there is no with the Astros.
Blame themselves.
And on any given day or in any given series, you just don't know exactly who's going to show up or what's it going to look like. For me right now, they're a much better team than a lot of teams in the league. But they're not good enough to say that they're playing down to the level of their opponent.
Right.
I think that is just there's too many variables right now that it's a very dicey and precarious situation.
Yep.
So the biggest thing that I'm hanging my hat on is that the guys you got at the trade deadline have done some really good things for you.
Yes.
Gray has been awesome at the plate, and B, these returning pitchers. If two of the three returning pitchers round into the best version of themselves, you're way ahead of where you were before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So I'm still clinging on to these returning pitchers as the trade deadline acquisitions.
I saw a text message. I saw a kid wearing a Texan CJ Stroud jersey while I was walking around in the Czech Republic this morning. I choose to believe that he was a local and that the Texans are worldwide, that he was a local to Czechoslovakia and that the Texans are worldwide right now. That's a good, I choose to believe that too.
He should have tried to talk to the kid.
Maybe he did. I don't know. Texter, if you're still listening, let us know if you had a conversation with the young man.
Yeah, or go track that kid down.
Right.
You know,
right.
Whichever playground you saw him at yesterday,
yeah.
go sit at that playground by yourself as an adult male and watch
around.
The playground for a little while. Yeah.
Wait around and then unprompted go up and talk to an 8-year-old on the playground.
Yes, that
goes really well.
I noticed what you were wearing yesterday.
Right.
I'd like to ask you about
that.
It.
Too. Yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way, so I went in, I'm talking to, I had to ask Jesse Watt something, one of our DJs on the FM side this morning. And I go in there and she goes, you were in the Chronicle this morning. And I said, what? And she said, no, you were in the Chronicle. There was an article in the Chronicle. I'll go find it during the break. We can read it on the air. There was an article about how Clint and Ron were talking about CJ Stroud's emotions with the Brevin Jordan injury. And I found my way into the article because I called it. The fact that I'm tied to this thing right now, that if you Google my name, I'm coming up with all this smoke that's coming at Clint and Ron. I'm collateral damage. I was not in the Chronicle, Jesse. I was just in there as the messenger to them that C.J. Stroud appeared to be emotional after. And by the way, not alone. The whole team appeared to be emotional. The difference was C.J. kind of took a walk off to the side by himself to process the thing a little bit. And I hung up the phone with them. And next thing I know, I get home and my Twitter timeline is in shambles. And now I'm in the Chronicle over this whole thing.
Clint tweeted out yesterday a long explanation in reply to Sideline Sarah, who had kind of put a transcript of what those guys were saying on their show and everything. And one of the things Clint said, he said some nice things about you and I in there. Said that we're tremendous teammates. But he did also point, on the fourth of his six bullet points, he said, most media will avoid it, soft shoe it, move past it, and that's cool. On the drive, we're going to tackle the uncomfortable conversations, and with my background, we're absolutely going to hit all things QB. You decide which approach entertains you. Are we guilty of soft shoeing the CJ showing emotion topic? I don't think he was leveling that right at us. I think we've addressed it. I was more on the Clint Sterner side of things last year after the Tank Dell injury.
Yeah.
I've honestly put way more time thinking about the emotional response of CJ Stroud over the course of the last 6 months than I thought I would have.
Yep.
And I've come to the balance of it. I don't judge anybody's emotional response in the moment to when there's anything devastating that happens. But what's key and critical for any athlete or any manager, anybody who leads people, is the refractory period. How quickly can you got to get back in and compartmentalize and get back to task.
Yep.
So in a practice situation, I think CJ, obviously going off and to do a prayer in the end zone or wherever he was when he was doing the prayer, it's not the same type of situation as the Tank Dell injury. So I think it's really, really good that CJ shows empathy for his teammates. And then as it is with that, because I do the same thing with coaches who get angry. Everybody thinks it's awesome when a coach gets angry on the sideline. They think that's the way you lead. A lot of those dudes have zero control of their emotions and they don't get back. They don't get their heads back in the game quickly enough. And that's not any different in my mind than not being able to, whether you're crying, screaming, laughing, whatever it might be.
You have to get back
to the ability to get back to game mode.
Yep.
And a lot of coaches have very poor mental discipline when it comes to that.
Well put. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We got headlines. We've got headlines with the Texans. We'll circle back to the Astros last night and a whole lot more. Headlines coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.